really today, I'm just reaffirming everything that's been said. Going to talk about unity today, going to talk a lot about taking action today, and just so many good examples of that mentioned today, but even things that aren't mentioned, just people spread all throughout here. Just really amazing. We're going to go ahead and jump into the Word. We're going to go to Ephesians 4. I'm going to read verse 1 through 16. If we could, we'll stand for the reading of the Word this morning. I'm going to be reading out of the NLT. And we'll end up highlighting a couple things through here, but we're going to go straight through. It says, "Therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other. Make an allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace. For there is one body and one Spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father who is over all and in all and living through all. However, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. That is why the scriptures say, when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people." Notice that it says he ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended to our lowly world. And the same one who descends is the one who ascends higher than all the heavens, so that he might fill the entire universe with himself. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. Instead, we speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Father, we thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. And so, just in that, there's so much in this, but he fits it all together perfectly. So this is where you can take a little comfort and rest in that if you take action and go do these things in the name of Christ, he's going to fit it all together perfectly. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about making mistakes. He's going before you, preparing a way, taking care of it. You're going to be all right. Just jump out there and get involved. Get in it. Get in the game. And that's a lot of what we're going to talk about today. But even when it says, when Paul opens and he says, lead a life worthy of your calling, what he's talking about in this whole thing is unity. So there's a little bit of a challenge when he says, lead a life worthy of your calling, and he says, make every effort to remain united and bind yourselves together. That's part of living a life worthy of your calling. Yeah, come on. And we'll get into some of this, but staying united all the time isn't always easy. And so we'll get into some of that, but I really want to start out because I'm going to start out with something that it says in verse 3, and that's where he's talking about, make every effort. And when you go back to the original wording in this, basically he's saying, strenuously exert yourselves to remain united. So when you go back, that's pretty heavy wording, right? When we take their original language and put it in ours, it's to strenuously exert oneself. And so this is what I've always said and I've always believed, and it's not necessarily accepted by everybody, but I don't think God is opposed to great effort. Now, when we're talking about rest, I don't think God is opposed to great effort. I don't think he's opposed to you getting tired from working hard. I don't think that's what the rest is talking about. I'm thinking the rest is what you are within. Are you full of anxiety? Are you full of stress? Or are you at rest? Are you at peace? Do you have joy in going out and strenuously exerting yourself? Because I know for a fact that you can work really hard, strenuously exerting yourself, and be having a heck of a time doing it.
Yeah, come on.
Full of joy, full of peace, loving it the whole time, and at the end of the day, you're like, I'm wiped out. But man, I felt good doing it. And I 100% believe that we jump in the game and we go all out and we can be at rest doing it. So it's okay to strenuously exert ourselves and work hard doing the things that Christ has called us to do. And so one of those things is to exert yourself and staying united. And so there's, I got a couple quotes for you today. Publius said, "Victory is simply waiting on unity of action. Victory is simply waiting on unity of action." And that's awesome. And the thing that is most important in the quote is the last word. Action. Victory is waiting on unity of action. And I've come to discover this and learn this more and more almost every day. It's the action. It's the getting in the game. Because the quote isn't, it's not unity of thought. It's not unity of words. It's not unity of plans. It's not unity of ideas. It's not unity of tactics. It's not unity of strategies. It's unity of action. Because all the best laid plans in the world mean nothing without action. The blueprint never comes to life without getting in and starting to build. And so that's what makes it so important that we highlight the action, because it's the unity of action. It's not the unity of a bunch of people coming together and saying this would be a good idea. Because the fact is, it probably would be a good idea, but it's never going to come to life if that same group of people don't jump in the game. And I've talked with Pastor Chip a lot because I am a strategizer. I'm also a refiner. I guess I'm like all the bad qualities, right? I guess so. No, but I've just had to come to learn that sometimes going out and just doing it and getting after it is better than waiting on everything to line up. I've told him on the phone, you know, sometimes it's better to just be done than for it to be perfect. Meaning it's better to go out and do it than to try to make it be perfect. And so we've had phone conversations like that. And so we can pull in the book of James, right? And James is like, you know, our faith should lead us into action. Our faith should motivate us to take action. And so James is a guy that's just like, all right, y'all are saying that you're of the faith. Now show me. You're saying it. Show it to me. Something else that I've learned is that people hear a lot better with their eyes than they do their ears. Might be one to write down. That's almost pretty good. That's almost pretty good. People hear better with their eyes than they do their ears. You could even say they'll buy what you're selling if you look like it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're telling me to do this thing. That's one thing, but I see you doing that thing. That's another. People hear better with their eyes than they do their ears. And so the other great thing that comes into this, that it's not just victory in a thing. It's victory in anything. And that's big, because you can just tie everything that you're going through currently and are going to, and victory's there waiting. And so we had an awesome song today that victory is in Jesus, right? And so we tie all this stuff together, that when we're doing the things that Christ has called us to do, He's went ahead and prepared a way, and He's already out there waiting, right? But if you don't ever go out there, it'll still be waiting. Now, I believe that. I believe that He says, I'm making a way for you. I'm going ahead of you. I'm going to make everything come into alignment. I'm going to take care of it for you. I believe that if you went another 27 years or whatever, assigned something real to it, walked another 27 years, never got on the road, He's still out there waiting. And then you jump on it and you go, victory is out there waiting. And so when it's you and like-minded individuals that unite, it's already waiting. That's what's so great about what we're saying. It's not something that I'm really working towards. It's something that I'm taking action on that's already waiting on me. I'm not strenuously working, trying to get victory. I'm taking action, walking out towards the victory that's already there waiting on me. That's awesome. I mean, only God does something like that. So it's amazing. It's victory in anything. And so another way to say it is that if you unite and come together in action, you're going to walk into victory. Even if it don't feel like you're walking in it, you're going to run into it. So even if you don't feel like you're walking in it, you're going to run into it, stumble into it, fall into it, crash and burn into it. Sometimes that's what it feels like, right? I'm just crashing and burning. And after a few somersaults, though, I just kind of stumble right into it, rolled into it, because it was out there waiting on me. And so that means you can apply that to anything. That means when a husband and a wife come together and unite, they can overcome whatever it is in front of them. The loss of job, or, you know, a relational thing, or finances, or whatever it is, that husband and wife come together, they can have victory in it. But it's also, you know, it's also important to, if you just look at the other side of it, when you're divided, it's hard to have victory. Why? Because when one is strenuously exerting themselves this way, and another is strenuously exerting themselves that way, you keep getting further and further apart. But when you bring it together and you unite, then you can have victory. It's already out there waiting. So it's you can hardly obtain that when you're getting further and further away and fighting against one another. But when you come together, then things can start to move at a much faster pace. The speed can be multiplied. It's just, I mean, it's simple, right? This front row can do way more together than I could ever do by myself, right? If they unite in one common cause, they're going to run into victory. So it's saying when the people of a church unite together and take action on a common cause, they'll have victory over it, whatever it is. And so you keep engineering this thing, and when the people of a church unite with the people of a town, then they begin to have victory over whatever it is that the community is facing. Drugs, poverty, homelessness, kids without parents, doesn't matter what it is. If these people come together with these people and they say, we're going to take action against this problem, then we're going to have victory. And then you can say, the people in this church unite with the people in this town, unite with the people in this county, and unite with the people in this state. And you begin to see things overcome. You begin to see victory. And it might start out slow, but the speed is just going to move faster and faster and faster. And one of the biggest problems we face is before we take action, we do things like, well, do they believe everything I believe? Do they want to do it like I want to do it? Their plan's probably a lot different than mine. Right? And so instead of uniting and moving against these things, we butt heads and we move further apart. Because the reality of it is, we'll look at scriptures and we'll say, well, if two and three don't agree, how could they ever walk? And all that's what, well, if you say that having drugs in this town is bad, and they say having drugs in this town is bad, you can walk in agreement. They don't even have to believe like you believe. What can happen is, I don't want this here, you don't want this here, let's put these plans together, let's take action, and what will begin to happen is they don't believe now, but when they see Christ moving a miracle through you, they experience something and they can't say they don't believe anymore. Because I hear better with my eyes than with my ears. And when I see God do something that I can't deny, then I can no longer deny Him to anybody else. Do they believe everything I believe? I don't know. But they believe that they want this thing done away with here, and you believe they want this thing done away with here, and you can walk in agreement, and you can overcome, and you can defeat, and you can have victory. And the reality of it is they are messed up, and so are you. And Christ will move anyway. Despite that, coming together in agreement towards a common cause, doesn't matter how small you take it down, and it doesn't matter how big you make it. Coming together, strenuously exerting yourself to unite with somebody or another group of people to move against something, and the victory's waiting on you. I believe that. I really do. Another quote. A city is what it is because its citizens are who they are. For example, justice in the city is only possible if it first resides in the hearts of the citizens. I'll give it to you one more time. A city is what it is because its citizens are who they are. For example, justice in the city is only possible if it first resides in the hearts of the citizens. A church is what it is because the members are who they are. And a family is what it is because the individuals are who they are. And you just fill in the blank, whatever you want to put there. The city's never going to be just. There's never going to be justice if it's not in the hearts of the people. So if it's truly in the hearts of the individuals, then you can see it in the city. But if it's not in the hearts of the individuals, then you will never see it in the city. So you can say the same thing. You can fit this to anything you want to. The church says that they want to be this, but if it's not in the hearts of the people, they never will be. And the family wants to be like this, but if they don't really have that in their heart, where they will sacrifice, and they will admit when they're wrong, and all those things, then it'll never be that. Because like I said, it's not always easy. And sometimes it's hard just to say, when you sit down and you're self-reflective and you're looking at your family or your business or whatever it is, your classroom, wherever it is, and you sit down and you say, why doesn't my classroom look like this? Why doesn't my family look like this? Why does, you know, sometimes you got to say, maybe that's just something, you know, that's a quote that I liked. And I thought that should be it, but that's not truly in my heart. If it's not truly in your heart yet, you can't make it work like that. Because it's just a good quote. It's like a leader trying to set a culture off of other people's good quotes. It's really good, and it may be really who they are, but if that's not who you really are, it's going to be all dysfunctional. Because you can't be what you're not for very long. So it has to reside in the heart. When it resides in the heart, and it's continuing with the same example, and a leader is setting a culture, it's never a problem because he or she is that every single day. That's who they are, and the agreement, the united, the unity coming together, that is other like-minded individuals attaching to that thing. And that's why it's okay for us to be here and people to be somewhere else the same Sunday morning. It's what's in the heart. It's who we are. And that's how you move in things. Because if we're up here, or say, it's just this example. If you're leading a meeting and you're up there saying a whole bunch of stuff, people hear with their eyes and not their ears, and you're saying all of it, and they're saying to themselves, "That you don't do it, you never act like that, so why am I ever going to?" Right? That's where it becomes a bit of an issue. Because it's never going to happen in the city if it's not in the individuals. So we go back to Ephesians 4, and these gifts are given to the church. And just look at the way it multiplies, right? Here's a gift given to equip you, right? So now you're equipped, and you go out into a bigger arena. And it's pretty much just being who you are. And I know this. You'll always have enough, because God always gives you more enough than enough in provision. Equips you with more than you're going to need. You're not going to run out. So jump in. Take the action on the thing that's in your heart. Not what somebody else says you should do. Not what everybody else is doing. But the thing that is burning in you. Just jump off the cliff. He's got you. Not what everybody else is doing and not what people say you should do, but the thing that is burning in your heart. Because this is the cool part. I said earlier, the best laid plans in the world, the blueprint don't come to life without the work, right? The cool thing is with God, you could have a terrible blueprint and it's still going to be built into an awesome thing. That's cool. It's just by taking action, right? How many of you have taken action on something, and the reality of it is it was pretty messy at first, and you pretty much built it flying backwards, right? But in the end, Christ put his hand on it, and it all worked out just fine. Because he's got you. So, again, we're going to take notice here. It's what's in the heart. So it's not in the words. What I mean by that is there's people, there's businesses, there's churches, there's other 501c3s, there's corporations, there's all these different kinds of things saying all kinds of things about who they are. They have vision statements and mission statements and cool phrases and quotes and all sorts of things that are saying who they are. But it's not necessarily who they are. Because it always comes back to what resides in their hearts. Because you can have awesome mission statements. You can have awesome vision statements. And you can have two corporations that sound almost the same, have the same mission. One of them much more effective than the other. And it's because of what's in those people's hearts. One, almost all the money goes to the people they're trying to help. The other, not so much. Just an example, right? It's what resides in the hearts. One, whatever, corporation, business, LLC, church, whatever you want it to be. One extremely effective, one not as much. One, it's burning in their hearts. The other one, they just thought that's what they were supposed to do. We are not Christians because we say we are. We are not Christians because we evangelize and tell other people about Christ. We are Christians because Christ resides in us. We are Christians because Christ is in our hearts. We are Christians because His Spirit is alive and trying to jump out of us. So I probably should have thought about that more. He's not trying to get out. He's just trying to get out. He wants to live there. No, yeah. He wants to live there. But it's so true. I mean, you can call yourself a Christian all day long. And you can present Christ to people all day long. It still comes down to He's burning in your heart. That's why we have to jump out and take action. When When you're on fire, you're like, I got to do something to quench it a little bit, right? It's about to consume me. So when something truly resides in your heart, you will take action. Sometimes it takes a little convincing where you say, you know what, maybe the scripture is true and I wasn't given a spirit of fear. Somebody comes alongside in agreement, united, and say, lay hands on, fully equipped, nothing to be afraid of, and then I'm on fire, I'm going to jump out, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it while I'm motivated to do it, I'm going to do it while I'm not scared, I'm jumping in, right? Sometimes you just got to go. If you're going to, like I, the first time I ever jumped off a cliff in high school, you look over, you're like, I'm not doing it. Nope, not doing it, and then you just back off and you run off. Right? You just got to commit. Once you're in the air, it is what it is, right? It's going to work out really good or really bad. One of those, so worked out pretty good. And then cool things happen, right? You start doing backflips off of it. But the first time, it was rough. It's the same thing. And you apply that to anything that we're going to do. That first step's always a doozy. The first one's always like, man, I don't know. Right, but then after you take, you start doing backflips and all kinds of cool stuff. Just going back, you're full of peace, full of joy doing it. And so when it's burning, you just got to go. And so the reality of it is when it's like that, you will put your time there, you will put your money there, and you will exert yourself strenuously, and you'll be full of peace and joy doing it. That's what's so big, because there's certain things that Stephanie and I do with, you know, college kids or high school kids or whatever it is. I don't care if it's the last 2 cents we got. We're doing it. And then I believe that there's going to be a way, right? So we've committed to this. We've jumped off, and we're going to keep doing it, regardless of what it looks like. That's the faith part of it. That's the not always easy part of it. And the reality of it is when it's your time, that's the most important. That's the most valuable thing you got. When it's your money, when it's these things, that's when it's not always easy. It's real. It's not always easy to stay united. And I'm like the worst example probably standing in here. My wife is like the greatest balance that there can be, and the greatest person in the world. She gets like a date night every year and a half, right? It's not every week or every month. And so sometimes what about our time? And that's really good balance. Because sometimes you do need somebody standing beside you that says, hey, that peace and joy is starting to look a little stressful and anxious. It can happen. I'm just saying, that's the reality. You can come in here, and it always looks good in here, and it's always great, and then sometimes it's hard. That's why Paul says, take every effort, strenuously exert yourself to stay united. So that is husband and wife, that is in the church, that is where you work, that is in your community. Make every effort to be united there. Because today was pretty easy doesn't necessarily mean tomorrow will be. So it's make every effort. I just absolutely love that Apostle Paul did that. I love the wording because it is really make every effort. Strenuously exert yourself. When it's hard, live a life worthy of your calling, right? When it's hard, live a life worthy of your calling and continue to make every effort to remain united. I mean, that's good stuff right there. And that's one of the things that made Apostle Paul so special. And again, it's who he was. But it's what made him so special because he didn't take the time to sit down and say, well, that town doesn't really believe what I believe. You know, right? There was an all-out assault. Of course they didn't believe what he believed, right? But he said, you know what? I can hang out with the people in this town. I can hang out with the people in that town. I can hang out with the people in this town. And I can be all right there. And I can be who I am. And I can adjust myself and sit at the dinner table with them. And sit at the dinner table with them. And sit at the dinner table with them. And I can come into agreement and conversation with them. And Christ will move. And then when he got closer relationship with them, right? He might say, y'all are a little jacked up, but I love you so much, and I'm praying for you every single day, right? When you go through that stuff, it's like, man, I love you. You guys are my crown. Man, I love you guys so much. You are my pride and joy, and I'm praying for you every single day. And here's some things that I see, and I'm praying for you in those things. And get yourselves united against these things. And if you unite yourselves and you come together in these things, it's going to run that thing out of there, and y'all are going to be all right. It's what made it's what made him who he was. I can adjust myself and sit with them and them and them, and we can have agreement. And it wasn't about they don't believe like I do, they don't have the same ideas I do, they don't have the same plans I do. He just went. I think maybe he took it seriously. Christ said, go. And he's like, I'm going to go. I'm going. I'll find something that we like to do. They like to fish. Pretty big fan of fishing, right? We'll go, we'll sit down, we'll talk about fishing. Oh yeah, I remember there was some things Christ did that revolved around fishing. I bet we could talk about those things while we're talking about fishing. Right? It's that. Find an agreement. I bet you can find something. I bet you can find something. And there's so many good examples. Like I said, I'm just reaffirming, and I'm just saying, if you're not tied into something right now, you can be. But there's so many good examples of people doing this in here. Ruth House and foster families and pregnancy stuff. I mean, there's so many good examples. You've got adoptions going on. And the reality of it is that if none of those things is what's burning in your heart, that's okay. Because victory's out there waiting on you to take action. So if none of those things are what's burning, it's what's so important about this. The victory is already out there waiting on you to step into what's burning in your heart. You don't have to wait on a ministry to start up. You don't have to ask somebody if you can. You jump into the game. And you jump out there and take action on that thing that is burning in your heart. And Christ has went before you. All victory is in Christ. And he's out there waiting on you. And people are going to come into agreement with you. And you're going to be able to walk in that thing that's burning in your heart. And you're going to be able to see Christ do things that you didn't ever think were even possible. You just wanted to make a little bit of a difference. And he's going to blow things up. Because you take some food down, and you have a little dinner and a little gathering, and it's five people, and then it's 20, and then it's 30, and then it's, I don't know how we're going to keep doing this. We're going to need help. And you look for people to come alongside you that say, you know what? I hate it that kids are hungry too. And it could be something as simple as, I know that these kids are hungry, and at about midnight, I'm going to go put a bunch of groceries on their porch. And then that turns into three families and four families. And then you got 200. And you got to have a bunch of people. Nobody knows anything except you being united. And we're taking care of some hungry kids. You know what? Those people that are helping you don't have to go to your church. They don't have to go to church at all. They just agree that they don't want the kids to be hungry. Because the reality of it is that any of these issues, the drugs, the poverty, the hungry kids, the orphans. It's way more prevalent than we want to admit sometimes. In Sullivan County. We just moved to Sullivan. Stephanie takes Bailey to the bus stop Friday morning. Food pantry opens at 8, 7 o'clock. Get a message. You would not believe the line of people up here. And so, I mean, it's there. Jump out there. Take action. I'm saying, well, what can we do? Maybe we need to buy a big commercial coffee maker. It's about to get cold, and we can go out there and we can give them coffee. Maybe we don't have enough food to feed all of them that are in line, but we can try to help them stay warm. Whatever it is, let's buy a big coffee maker. Let's go out there. Whoever's available, right? Well, I got to work Friday morning. Well, what about all the people that don't? And they want to take some kind of action. There's some kind of action that you could take. I'm just going to give some people some coffee. Because it burns in your heart. There's no lack of things that need a united group of people. And I 100% believe that if we unite with people that sometimes we disagree with, we can make a bigger difference. Amen. And I believe that we can be the mature ones about it. I believe we can be the mature ones about it. The reality of it is there's so many people in here that are doing so many things. And if you want something to connect to that's burning in your heart, I bet there's a problem out there that matches it. Because Christ moves in you. And if that thing is burning in your heart, it's because there's somewhere He's out there waiting on you to take the step, get into alignment, walk in that thing, and start taking that fire and getting it out there. That energy, that strenuously exerting yourself to that common cause. All while having peace and joy doing it. Because man, there is no other God like our God. Who else would put the very thing? Who else would light a fire in me with the very thing that somebody needed the most? Only our God. They said, God is so good, only He is that good. We got to take action. That was the most important part of what we started out with, was the last word. Victory is simply waiting on unity of action. And I know this, that if there's a city or there's a church or there's a group of people that have something burning in their heart and they take action on it, they are going to run into that victory, stumble into that victory, somersault into it, sprint into it. I don't know, but they're going to have the victory in it. I don't know what it's going to look like. I know sometimes it starts out messy, and sometimes maybe you think you took a wrong step, but if you'll just keep going, if you'll just keep letting the fire that's burning inside you carry you on, if you'll keep going because you have joy in doing these certain things for people, if you'll just keep going and it feels like you are flying backwards, it feels like it ain't built yet, and all those things, it will be, because Christ's hand is on you, therefore it is on the thing that you're doing. And so go ahead and build it backwards, because He's got you. It's going to work out. Things are going to explode. Things are going to multiply. Speed's going to move faster. And things are going to happen that you didn't even believe might happen. You just wanted to make a difference. You're going to do more than make a difference. You're going to change a church. You're going to change a town. You're going to change a community. You're going to change a county. You're going to change a state. And this thing just keeps going, because His glory and His kingdom, the growth, it never stops. It's always multiplying. Multiplies through the front row, multiplies through the back row. Doesn't matter where you sit in here, who you are, where you came from. He will move through you. And He will change things like we didn't think. I believe it. I just believe it. I just believe it. So the word today is, I don't know if I covered everything. The word today is, take action. Jump in. Go off the cliff the first time. It's going to be funner than you think. It's going to be more joy than you think. You're going to have more peace than you think. I'll even say this. If you'll just take action on the thing that is burning in you, some of the stress and anxiety is going to go away. If you'll just take action on it, some of the stress and anxiety is going to go away. Get out there and do it. Get after it. Go for it. Take action. There's people out there waiting on you, and victory's out there waiting on you. Let's stand to our feet this morning. So I guess my question today is, can we as a church, could we as individual members of this church, could we all come into agreement and be united and take action? And it's not all necessarily to take action the same thing. But can we all come into agreement that each one of us would take action? That we would find the people to come into agreement with? To step out there and to do it.